My name is Eric Monk, and I'm a recovered alcoholic. And I'm going to get very emotional up here. I'm very passionate about this program. My sponsor, 6 years ago, told me yes, he'd sponsor me after this thing right here. I had been using him as a sponsor for a year before that. Because after I got out of this indigent treatment center and I'd been walked through the steps by a sponsor who had a sponsor who believed in going through the steps in rapid succession, 1 through 12, in order, who stopped me from making amends on the first day in treatment like I had done every time before. And after having a spiritual experience out on a weight bench where I cried great big donkey tears, to coin a phrase from a man on this table, knowing that the obsession had been removed and knowing that I was going to be okay at about 90 days, I had this fire and this passion inside of me, and I didn't know how to control it. I was walking into meetings in Tampa and hearing, who's got a problem today? And it didn't trigger the want to drink. It triggered this anger inside of me, because it wasn't the way I was taught. I was taught this page 13 prayer by a man who introduced me to him that said, it was Ebby and Bill sitting at a table, and it said, my friend promised when these things were done, I would enter upon a new relationship with my Creator, that I would have an elements of a way of living which answered all my problems. Just my problems with alcohol, just my problems with homelessness, just my work problems, just my relationship problems. No, all of my problems. So if my Creator was going to answer all of my problems, what did I need to bring all of my problems to a meeting for? So I was listening to this little speaker site on the internet, and I was going back to this man who I had met in San Antonio, Texas, in this little CA group, who was having all these old-timer AA guys who were coming out of their homes and coming to this little group. And this voice came into my head, and he's like, rapid succession through the steps. That's what's going to make it, and carry this message. And I was carrying this message on a bus, 3 hours on a Sunday from my home to this indigent treatment center to these guys that wanted it. Not 2 years into this thing, not 3 years into this thing, but 6 months into this thing, I got the first guy that asked me to sponsor him. And I heard on this tape, he said, you know, I sponsor guys through email and telephone, and I called him up. I emailed him, and I said, do you still do this? And he goes, it doesn't work for everybody. And he didn't give me an answer that day, so I just started doing it, and I started calling him my sponsor, and I took a lot of hits for that. You only use him out of ego and pride. And then I came up with this idea, hey, man, you know what? He said, just keep coming out of that book, and God will show you the way to create the fellowship you crave. I said, Chris, I want to start a meeting. He said, just do it. And he helped me with the format. And that sat in my house. I made a decision like Larry and Chris have both talked about. And I kept coming out of that book, and I kept coming out of that book. And I met Scott at the place where we got sober, and we talked about it. And then Toby started coming to this meeting downtown that we were taking this thing, and we were all bouncing this off. And then we went to this meeting out in Brandon, and this guy goes, just start it. We didn't have any place to start it, but I had a trailer. And it's like Toby said, families are sick together, and we came up with this format. We said, you know what? Families are going to be allowed here. And we moved out of my trailer, where I was single at the time, living with an active addict. God kept me safe and protected for 2 years that I lived with him. And I moved in with my fiance at the time, two kids, two dogs, two coffee pots, three guys, sponsees. We started this meeting in a format. What this meeting has meant to me is that my life hasn't been perfect. I don't do this thing perfectly, and I've been through a lot of crap. I've thought about suicide a couple of times. The first time was I had a four-legged friend that I had early on. She was a year and a half old. She was rescued out of a backyard. She was more known in the 12-step groups than I was. And she was accidentally put to sleep on misinformation because I had to give her up. I had to make a big boy decision. And I called Chris in crisis. I didn't know how to deal with it, and he told me about some ferrets. And I didn't get over that, and there's still days that I think about her. And I learned a valuable lesson that there are some problems that we have to go through. But I have a God, and I got through the other side of that in a spiritual experience with this program and this group. And good sponsorship that gets me connected to God. They don't solve my problems for me. My higher power does. Then I went through a 6-year relationship, and I got that one broke up because we grew in separate directions. And I stopped doing the things that I originally did. And I sat in the middle of my house. And thank God the obsession didn't return. But the sickness was on. And a friend of mine reached out to me and had me move into his home. Got me connected back into this group. And this group and my sponsor got me back doing the things that I needed to do. Sponsoring guys. Got me connected back into that pain and suffering of yesterday. And saved my life again. In this last 2 years have not been the greatest. I'm involved with a woman that is an extreme victim of domestic violence. And I've been paying for her lawyers, and I've been probably the brokest I've ever been. But inside, I've been the most rewarded. But going through this, I've felt powerless, like powerlessness like you've never felt. And without this group, I probably wouldn't have made it through it. This group keeps me connected. Every Tuesday night when I walk into that room, I get to see recovery happen every day. We have a treatment center, used to have two, and I get to see recovery begin. And I truly know what it meant when Abby and Bill said that they get to see the ever-widening circles of AA. Recovery beginning and beginning and getting bigger and bigger by one man helping another. And I truly got to see the fellowship and that I craved, like-minded people in a common solution. So if you are dissatisfied with what you're hearing, grab a coffee pot and another like-minded person and get out and start a meeting. Start two. Get these solution-based meetings going, literature-based meetings going, because there's people that'll follow it. This meeting started with six. It's now averaging about 30 every Tuesday night. We need to spread the message and get out in the trenches. Bill Wilson said if every one of us was carrying the message to one, we'd barely scratch the surface. One statistic and I'll get off of here. 125 people are dying from my chair every night. What am I doing for my recovery today? Thank you.